With us right now, Congressman Ron Kind. And this time we're going to talk about a project that maybe never will get finished, but it's been in the works for about a quarter of a century to my knowledge. And that is a flood control project in southwestern Wisconsin in your district in the Kickapoo Valley. Now, we know that the government, both state and federal, bought up land for a project to help alleviate flood damage, but the promise of economic prosperity and resolving flood problems really never developed. What is the status of that project?
Well, this goes back a couple of decades now, Larry, as you're aware, is the so-called Kickapoo Dam project in order to control that that flooded area down to the Kickapoo Valley. That's over. That's not moving forward. In fact, the land interest that the federal government has been returned back to the state. The state now has turned that valley, or at least that portion of the valley, into a Kickapoo Reserve, which has been a magnet for tourism and outside people coming to visit, a very beautiful stretch. But nevertheless, we do have some small communities along the Kickapoo River that do experience flooding from time to time. I have a major relocation project for Gaze Mills as we speak, moving them to higher ground, the same that happened with Soldier's Grove about a decade ago, and trying to mitigate the effects of high water. These rivers, tributaries, were meant to spread out the water. And yet, because of development, we've funneled them more and more. And this is true along the main stem of the Mississippi River, too. And so because of our ability to funnel that water, we've created some pretty drastic flood situations from time to time. And we just have to be creative in working through that now.
The Kickapoo Valley, known as one of the most unpredictable rivers in the state of Wisconsin, and Gaze Mills, Soldier's Grove, definitely proof of that.
It is, and in fact, just this past month or so, with the high water from the rains that we were getting with the wet spring, we again experienced some flooding. But because of the relocation effort in Gaze Mills, there were a lot fewer businesses and homes that were affected this time. There's been a relocation project over the last 5 years since the major flooding took place there, and it seems to be working pretty well. And I think we're going to need to continue to monitor that. But if you haven't had a chance to visit the Kickapoo Reserve, I highly recommend it. It's right in the heart of western Wisconsin. It's a beautiful area with hiking trails, and that's the area that would have been dammed up if the Kickapoo Dam had gone forward. But the decision was made. It wouldn't have been cost-effective, and the land put to better use, and land that's more conducive to that water spreading out from time to time.
So that reserve actually preserves the floodplain to take up some of that excess water, but when it's not flooded, then you have the reserve, hiking trails, and the other activities.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful area, and a lot of people, they've got a beautiful Kickapoo Reserve visitor center there now, too. A lot of schools take their students for visits, learning about the archaeology and the history of the region. There's some Native American Ho-Chunk interest there, too, with some of their archaeological finds. And so there's been a good partnership all along, from federal, state, to private and Native American interests that have come together in order to create this reserve. And it was probably the best thing that could come out of the dam project that was very controversial at the time, the buy-up of that land to create a dam, and then not having it move forward. It did cause some division within those communities.
As you look ahead now, are there any other communities besides Gaze Mills, besides Lafarge and Soldier's Grove, that may need relocation efforts or other flood control measures?
Well, those were the big ones. Soldier's Grove took place about 10 years ago. Gaze Mills is in the process right now. And there again, the community has come together and built some really affordable, livable housing units, plus a major community center, gas station, and grocery store, and post office. So it really is a beautiful location, and the view out there is just spectacular. So that is being wrapped up right now. And other than a lot of the communities who, given the nature of the river, that is prone to flood from time to time, those were the major towns that we had to be concerned about.
As you look at the Gaze Mills relocation, what happens to the old business district and the old houses in the floodplain?
Well, many of them have moved to the new Gaze Mills location, which is up the street and higher elevation. Many of the businesses have done that too. Some have elected to remain because you can't, by law, force anyone to give up their property. But they're also contending with flood insurance issues as a consequence too. So But it's a hard decision for some people to make because it's been in the family for generations. They don't want to walk away from it. It is a beautiful town, the old town as it exists when it's dry. It's just pretty tough when it's flooded out. And I think people were getting tired of the perennial flooding, and that's why they were interested in the relocation project, and they got behind it.